The happiness Tag felt was intense, yet, as in all dreams, elusive. Even though he was in the realms of slumber, he realised this and sought to retain the feeling. He strove to make it clearer, to see more, to understand the dream, so that he could recall it at will and experience its joyous warmth. But the dream faded, like smoke on the wind. How long he lay curled on the cloak in that silent glade, Tag did not know. Then the mouse warrior was standing in his mind, pointing at him with the wondrous sword and calling, calling.
Dana! Dana!
It stirred him to wakefulness for a brief second. Eyes half open, he began to sit upright. Then he felt a heavy blow across his skull and fell backward into agonising darkness. Aoife studied the bank edge close to the water and called back to the stoat, Rawback, who was following behind with the others.
Still no signs near the shallows. What about you? Any luck?
Further back and higher up on the bank, Rawback, who had taken the lead, shouted his reply.
No beast been along here except us. Nary a trace.
Aoife waited until they caught up. He was staring at the water.
He's on this stream, though. I know he is. I think he must have some sort of light boat, a fast one.
Grooven sat cooling his paws in the shallows, cynical as ever.
Where would he get a boat? He's an otter, isn't he? Otters are supposed to be great swimmers.
Aoife did not dignify Grooven's ignorance with a reply. Rabat the fox sat down to wet his footpaws in the stream. Grooven looked at him triumphantly.
Well, I'm right, aren't I?
Rabat enlightened him.
Even otters can't swim at full speed all the time, especially against the currents. We are making good time, travelling fast. If any were swimming, we'd have caught up with him afore now. So the otter must be using a fast boat, like Aoife says.
Grooven turned their attention away from his stupidity by sniggering as Milkai, who had fallen far behind, came staggering crazily along the bank to join them.
Oh, look who's arrived. What are you panting and slobbering for, Deadlamp? Is the going too tough for you? Don't go lying down. We're moving off soon. Where's the pears I sent you for?
Milkai collapsed on the bank, unable to move an inch further.
Water, mates. Water.
Grooven looked up at the weasel, huddled on the bank top.
Idle hound. There's plenty of water right here. Come and get it yourself. What do you think we are, skivvies?
Aoife made his way up the bank. Crouching beside Milkai, he raised the weasel's head.
What's wrong with you? You taking a sickness?